Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well. It's June.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
I know it is.
Just about half the year over, and we're getting into summer big time, and certainly the ice cream places will be doing big business this week because we're looking at triple-digit temperatures or near triple-digit temperatures. So it's good business for them anyway.
Yeah, I might have to hit some ice cream.
It's an excuse to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, on the cover story this week, something different. We're not talking about food, but we are talking about a really big get for downtown Las Cruces. The a statewide nonprofit that helps entrepreneurs has a new office there, I see.
Yeah, West, WESST, has moved their offices downtown. They were on Idaho for about 8 or 9 years, and it was a good situation for them there because they had reduced rent since they are a nonprofit, and the landlord really helped them out down there. And so, but the time came for them to move. And if they got to move, they thought downtown would be a good place. They're at 221 North Main Street, which Suite 104, so it's right downtown. And they are open Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Sometimes they're out of there as early as 4 because they work through lunch helping entrepreneurs and that sort of thing. But yeah, they're going through a transition. I was just over there this past week, and they still have some boxes and stuff that need to be unloaded and things moved around, but they got their computers hooked up, and it's a work in progress. They're mostly there. And if people don't know, West is a organization that helps entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs get business advice, free business advice. It dates all the way back to the 1980s, and it was originally called Women's Economic Self-Sufficiency Team. That's how they came up with West. But it's for men and women, and they just go by West now. And it's a statewide organization, like you pointed out, and they have a regional office here in Las Cruces that covers 7 counties. So Jennifer Craig is the director, and Joanne Garay works over there as well. And they do computer classes for people, things like beginning Excel and HP and that sort of stuff. And sometimes the classes do have a charge, but it's not very much. And but the advice is free. You can make an appointment. You can get a walk-in. And let's say you wanted to start a business or you've just had those thoughts. You know, that's not a bad place to turn. Jennifer and them will give you advice, talk to you about it, and where to look for a loan. And they can also help you get a loan. A whole bunch of good stuff, and they're really good people over there.
Okay. Well, obviously, and since this advice is free, I guess they rely on donations. Is that right?
Well, they get grants and stuff.
Grants,
the statewide
as well.
Organization and everything.
Okay.
Gets grants and everything, and so they sometimes are subject to the whim of, you know, the economy.
Yeah.
And
sure.
There was sequestration scare and what that would do. But so far, they're still open full-time here in town. And they've been here for about 18 years, I think.
Wow.
An office in Las Cruces.
All right. Well, good to see that in downtown Las Cruces. Always good to see those vacancies get filled downtown. In the profile this week, I see you talked with someone who opens or who operates a business, a bakery, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Interesting lady. She, Elena is her name, and she decided to study mathematics and mechanical engineering, and she's got a degree in mechanical engineering at New Mexico State University. But she decided that she really loves baking. And as someone once pointed out to me, there's a lot of math and engineering that goes into baking. You got to be very precise.
Mm-hmm.
But she's opened her own business. It's called the Green Door Bake Shop, and she said she was going to school and taking all of her classes, and she said her mom said she needed something fun, so she started making cookies on the side and taking classes, and she fell in love with it. So it's very interesting. It's not the kind of bake shop where you can just walk right in the door. You know, she makes stuff to go and that sort of thing. But she also does sell some of her stuff at Lulu's Boutique, which is on Avenue de Mesilla as well. So an interesting lady, and you know, it's just one of those stories where you start out one direction in life, and you see yourself going somewhere completely else that maybe you didn't even see coming along. But it's nice to see a young person start out and start their own business and succeeding.
Okay, very interesting. What is new this week, Brooke?
All right, well, what is new? I only have a couple things this week. But interestingly enough, some people might be aware of Stryker Shooting World, which is at 415 South Valley Drive, near the corner of Amador and Valley. And it's a locally owned gun shop and shooting place. And they've opened a indoor shooting range that is for both pistol and rifle shooting. It has six lanes, and there's clubs that can meet there and all kind of stuff. So they've opened up this nice big shooting range over there at their place. And people can rent the range for personal time and that sort of stuff as well. And also, there's a new fitness place that has opened earlier this year. It's called Nine Round Las Cruces, and it's based on sort of boxing and kickboxing techniques. And people do a variety of different exercises at different stations for, like, each one's done at a three-minute pace. You do one station where maybe you're punching a bag, and then you go to another station where maybe you're kicking and that sort of stuff. So you just sort of all spin around and go in your different stations, and it's based on, like I said, the boxing and kickboxing workout. So kind of a different sort of concept.
Okay. Well, we had to leave plenty of time this week for the Babbling Brook because you are talking about some interesting jobs that probably many of us have never heard of. And I think I found my next career. I see that one of the jobs that you have found is an ice cream taster.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't that be a wonderful
job? Tough work.
I'm suspicious that you don't really get to swallow a whole bunch. You just do a lot of little tasting here and there. No, I found this. Forbes had a list of unusual jobs that pay surprisingly well was the name of the list. And I was looking at it on Yahoo the other day, and I was just chuckling at some of these jobs. The average pay, I guess, for an ice cream taster is in the $56,000 a year range, so not too bad. But what you do have to be is, most of these people are scientists with a degree in chemistry. So, but that could give you some motivation in chemistry class to, you know, keep going with it, even though it's hard. You become an ice cream taster, maybe.
All right.
But, yeah, there's all kind of stuff. Personal shoppers, embalmers, be a live mannequin is one of the ones. And a body part model. Maybe you have a nice hand that can be good for ring advertisements and such. So a lot of interesting stuff out there. I don't know how many of them you can find here in Las Cruces and how many not. But one thing they talked about was hot dog sellers. Hot dog sellers can make a pretty penny, I guess. So it was an interesting list.
Yeah, and the personal shopper, which you know we've heard of before, but you certainly don't think of that as a career to make a good living.
Yeah,
doing.
Really.
But some of these things, you really can.
Yeah, definitely. And you just never know. Like, some of them might, like you said, might be better in bigger metropolitan areas. But some of them you can do right here in Las Cruces, too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And so this list, it came from Yahoo. This was a story on Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Forbes list, but
it was published on Yahoo. Okay.
Yeah.
Yahoo.com. Well, we'll look for it. And we'll look for all of those stories and your musings about the list on Yahoo in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News. He's with us every Monday on Morning Edition. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you, friend.